So we'll do your name, address, date of birth and your background. Brilliant.
Right.
So
Tricia Radnett, born 1st of July 1946.
And would you like to tell us about your background, your mum and dad?
I was born in Milford. I moved to Swansea when I was 6 weeks old. My mother worked in Metis. My father was a coach driver and then a lorry driver, furniture lorry driver. I got three brothers and four sisters, and I'm the eldest. And I went to Terrace Road Infants, Cadler Juniors, and then I went to Swansea Technical School for Girls in Coppet.
And how old were you when you left school?
15.
And why did you leave school?
I left because my brother was killed on Carmarthen Road, and I left to help my mother. And then I started in Addis then.
Yes. So how old were you when you started in Addis?
15.
15. Mm-hmm. And what were you doing in Addis?
Brushes. It was a brush factory, and they were to inspect the brushes and all that.
So you were inspecting the brushes?
Inspecting, like little hand brushes, you know what I mean?
So they were coming off?
Off the line.
Off
yeah.
the line. So
yeah.
you didn't actually make the brushes yourself?
No. The machine made the brushes.
Yeah.
And then they
came along
yeah,
and you...
Yeah, and they were to inspect that they was all right.
And what did you do the ones that weren't all right?
Well, I think they just, I can't remember, I think they went in a box, you know.
Right.
At rejects.
At rejects, yeah.
Yeah. So I stayed there for 2 years, and then I went to work with my friends in Winsmores.
And what did Winsmores do?
Winsmores was a sewing factory, and we was doing army clothes.
So were you stitching them together?
With a sewing machine, using the sewing machine.
You didn't cut them out?
No.
They were already
no.
cut out, weren't they?
You had a cutting, people doing the cutting, mm. and people machining.
Right, so you just
yeah.
had one job.
Like a cutting room.
Yes.
Yeah, just machining, all different things. Not only army clothes, but mainly army clothes.
Mm.
So I stayed there for 2 years and I left to have my son.
You were married then, by
no,
this time?
No, I wasn't married.
Oh, right.
And then my mother looked after my son. I went back to Addis for 6 months.
Mm.
That's when we done the mascara brushes.
And that was the same, they were made by
yeah.
a machine and you were inspecting them.
And then I stayed there. And then I left there and went to Smith's Crisps.
So if we stay with Addis for a bit, what did you like about Addis?
Everybody's friendly in those days, it's
mm.
different now. You
yes.
know, people don't want to know you now, do you know?
Yeah. Were they people you had been to school with?
No, it was people I knew, because I lived by the factory, see. I lived, at the time, I lived about 2 minutes away from the factory. I lived in Garden City. Do you know Garden City?
Yes, yes.
I lived there. I was brought up down there. And then I left there and went to Smith's Crisps. And he used to sit on the chair, and he had like a funnel.
Mm.
And the crisps would come down from upstairs, down the funnel, and he would put the salt in.
So they were filling the little bags,
yeah.
and each bag had to have a little blue
bag
of salt,
little
in.
Bag of salt in.
I remember those blue bags
yeah.
of salt, yeah.
And then when I left there then, I think I was there about 6 months.
So why did you go from Addis to Crisps?
I don't know where you could go to anywhere.
It was just a change of scenery.
Yeah, and
it felt like a change.
You could get a job, you could walk into a job. You couldn't, can't now, but
mm.
at the time you could walk into any job. And then I used to wear overalls, Wellingtons, turbans. So I stayed there for 6 months. And then I went to Metis for half a day. I didn't like it at all.
So why did you leave Smith's Crisps? You were
bored? I don't
know,
bored, I think. No.
Yeah, yeah. There were too many blue salt bags
yeah.
going in.
Then I went to Metis for half a day. I didn't like that. And then I went to Corona and I stayed there for 26 years.
And you were saying when you were
I
in
started.
Smith's, you felt, sorry,
what?
In Metis, it was the people watching you didn't like.
Yeah, and it was just too many people and too much going on.
Too noisy?
Yeah, really noisy. Then I went to Corona. I started on the line watching the pop bottles going back and forth.
Now again, you weren't filling the bottles, that was all
no,
by machine.
No,
you were
first
just...
of all, you'd watch them, they'd get washed first.
Mm.
And you'd watch them, you know, when they'd been washed, you'd watch them to make sure they're clean, because some of them had thick dirt in them. They wouldn't come up in the washer.
Because in those days, the bottles went back and got
yeah.
used again, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, and they wash them first, and then they fill them. But it would start up here, and it would go round the line, see? And it would end up putting the label in.
Oh, you did the labelling, did
the
you?
The label is the machine, but
machine.
It would end up making sure everything is...
Straight.
Straight. And then I started there, then I went up to syrup room, where they make the pop.
Mm.
And then...
What were you doing upstairs then, when they made the pop?
They were big vats, you did. And
oh, yeah.
I can't remember much about it, but it had big, huge bats. And like when you're making cider, the cider would come from Dungeven.
Yes.
And a big lorry would be outside pumping it upstairs.
So
I can remember that.
What was your job? To do the controls or just
checking it is more or less.
Make sure all the valve, everything
sure
was working properly.
And putting the sugar in, seriously, put sugar
right.
in and everything.
Yeah.
Then I went down, I went on the forklift.
And you were saying you went on the forklift because another woman was doing
a woman,
the forklift.
When I first started there was a lady on the forklift. And I think she went up the sour room after Barbara. And I went on the forklift, used to load the lorries. And what do you do then? As the pop is coming out, they stack it on the pallet.
Right.
So you have to move the pallets away.
So who's putting them on the pallets? Machines
like
or people?
Bars. No, people.
The
people had to stack them onto the pallets.
Right, yes.
Then once the pallet was full, they'd call you and they'd move it out of the way.
Yes, with a forklift.
With a forklift. And they'd put another pallet down. Or they'd call you to get more pallets. You know, that's the way it worked. But you had two sides, see?
How did they call you then? Did they just shout?
They'd just shout, because it's like a warehouse. But you had two sides. You had one doing big bottle, I think it was 40 ounce, and the other one was 26 ounce. So you had two different stackers.
Mm.
So you had to see to those and load the lorries. And then you'd have another forklift then, loading the shop lorries.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Then I'd done that for 26 years? I'd say I'd done it for about 15 years. Maybe longer.
And you really enjoyed the forklift,
yeah? And then I went as stock controller, because they wanted a stock controller.
So we say again about you, why you like the forklift.
It was, well, different things, you know. Like, and the fresh air.
You're getting out in the fresh air as well.
Outside, see.
You weren't stuck indoors.
I didn't like it indoors all the time.
You don't like being closed in?
No, no. And then I went on stock controller. I used to check the lorries in and out.
Yes, yes.
And then it shut down.
But you were also saying before that you like the fact that in a forklift nobody was watching you all the time.
No,
they weren't monitoring and measuring you.
You knew what you've got to do, see?
You knew your job.
Yeah, and it was like that in walkers as well. So you know what you've got to do and you've just got to get it done.
Rather than people looking over your shoulder all the time, checking you were doing it right, yeah.
And then they shut down then. They moved the business to Cardiff or Bristol. Bristol they moved the business to. And then I went from there then. Because my old manager in Corona was the manager in Walkers.
Yes.
So he got me the job in Walkers.
Ah, right.
So I went to Walkers, so I passed another forklift test to drive the forklift in Walkers, and I was loading the lorries down with crisps in the night.
Yes.
And the same type of thing, you would move them away from the people packed stacking them and put them on the lorries, see?
Yes, yes.
You know?
So you had a chat with the drivers as well, and you that was a bit of fun, was it?
Yeah.
Talking to
the
drivers.
But the lorries would be coming back and forth, see? And like, one would come in and then you'd have somebody come in, say from Bristol or somewhere, to pick up a lorry and you'd have to load it ready.
So were you working night shifts?
Night shifts I worked, yeah.
Did you like night shifts?
Yeah, I liked night shifts.
What did you like about night shifts?
I don't know, but maybe it was because it was so quiet and I was back and forth in and out, see. You know, and the office in Walkers was right by the outside, do you know what I mean? You're not in amongst the people in the back because it was crazy inside.
Yeah,
you know,
and you didn't like that.
I didn't like
lots
that,
of people
no.
around, lots of noise.
It's not so much noise in the people. It was so fast, you know.
Right. It was a bit manic.
Yeah, a bit manic. So when I left there then, I left there to go to the pub. So that was the end of my
factory life. So going back to the forklift, do you feel that you were more keen on learning the forklift because Barbara was already doing it? Do you think that made a difference, that you could see
someone
already doing it?
In one way, but in another way, you know, they say, like in those days, they said, do you want to do it? Do you want to learn it?
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't take on a forklift driver. They do it in the company, you know what I mean, in the factory.
So they didn't have anything about women can't drive forklifts or anything?
They didn't advertise for a forklift driver.
They'd always ask
first. Maybe it's because Barbara drove it first.
Yes.
But they let me do it, as you're saying. You know, she was the first woman forklift driver there.
Yeah,
right?
So she set the pace, as it were.
Set the pace for men or women, isn't it?
Do you feel that in your jobs there was anything about, you know, women did certain jobs, men did certain jobs, or was it a mixture?
Mixture, it is. You know, if they were short, you'd be stacking. So he was doing a man's job.
Yeah.
Because crates are heavy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But it was dead serious, but they could do it, you know.
Build up the muscles.
Yeah. But that's the way it was in Corona. And going by Corona,
yes.
So I was there so long, you know.
Yes, yes.
But, like, whatever job, whatever they were short of, you know. And then in the night then, they'd have a cleaning, you know. And then it could go in, it could do overtime, like washing the floor, mopping the floor. And it was huge, you know what I mean? You know, it was just such a lovely place to work type of thing, you know. Everybody was friendly.
Yeah.
And I seen my ex, he was a line manager. And this week, now he's shut down in 92, but his wife's in the hospital, in a nursing home, and she's very ill. But he lives down the sand, so he goes down the beach for a walk. But when he's walking up, then he calls in to see my friend. You know, so he called in Sunday. So that's gone back. It finished in 92, you know, and I still see the boys working there, do you know what I mean? You know, one of them's home from Australia, as it happens. But I haven't seen him this time, he's only on for a week.
So you're saying that...
It's like old friends, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you went out with the people from work as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah. They're very friendly, and I have asked them to do a reunion, but nobody seems to be doing it, and I don't want to do it, you know?
No, you don't even bother with that.
No.
So you were saying about going to Butlins. Who do you go to Butlins
with? Went to Butlins with... when I started in Corona, I think it was 1966. And it was the year of the Aberfan disaster.
Ah.
I hadn't been there long.
Right.
And the gentleman I'm on about now, he had relations in Aberfan. So I think that was in the October, and I think I started in the June, something like that. And what was we saying? I forgot.
Going to Butlins.
Yeah, we all went on a bus trip. Butlins was ready to open. Butlins and Barry now. It was ready to open, so we all had a tour of the place, you know. We used to organise things like that then.
Can you remember any other trips you did?
No. Can't remember.
Or did you go out for nights out in town?
We used to have duels, like, you know what I mean? You know, the people who work in there, like, you know.
In the factory or somewhere else?
Yeah, no, somewhere else. I was on a duel. I think it was with them when President... I'm going back now.
Kennedy.
I'm going back to... When I was having my son, so it may not have been with them, it may have been with Winsmouth. So I'm going to do with Winsmouth. Went back to Mobat, do you know what I mean? And that was 1981, I think, wasn't it? 1980?
No, it's not even that. President Kennedy was shot. I was still at home then.
I tell you, I was having my son. My son was born 1981, so it was 1980.
Really?
No. He died in 1981. That's why I'm getting confused. He was born 1964. So we had to be all right, 1963. I would say it was October 1963. I had him April 1964.
Right.
So we're all right. he was killed on a motorbike in 1981. And
really?
That's very sad. Like, you know. It would have been 50 now in April. That's how far back Kennedy died.
So you said your brother was killed on Carmarthen Road
as
well?
He was only seven.
He was walking across?
Yeah, he was walking up, do you know the Star in Forest Park? Further up, there was a garage on there. There is now. And he was further up than that, and he had the patch in his eye. And he was crossing the road. And he said that the patch, sun caught his eye. He was knocked down by Douglas Lorry. No, I was only 15, I was then.
Yeah.
He died in the... March, I think he died, and he would have been 8 in the May, and I was 15 in the July, like.
Yeah. So when you had your own son, was it more convenient to work nights because then your mother could look after them?
Well, my mother more or less brought him up.
Right.
He came to live with me when he was, but not long before he died, because he started working with me. But he didn't know I was his mother, see. He thought my mother was his mother. And I got a sister. It's only 6 months between him and my sister. So when he came to work with me, I had to tell him. He went a bit pocky. But he came to live with me when he was about 15. Because I lived in Blindamyston in the flats.
Right.
And then I moved over here in 1980, and he died in 1981. So he didn't know for long, if we know him. But he did know, you know.
So before that, he thought you were...
He thought I was his sister. But he never clicked, see, it's only 6 months between him and my sister. He's 50 now, April, and my sister's 50 in October. But you don't do it when you boys do it. For girls, you sit and think it out, don't you know?
I'm sure there's lots of people brought up by their grandmothers. Yeah, didn't they? Think they're their mothers.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a lot of it goes on, yeah.
But my mother worked as well, am I? Well, when the kids was in school, see, she worked in Metro's. Yes. Although she had one the same age as me, like, you know. So you're from Swansea, are you?
Pontypool.
That's in Swansea. I spoke to Swansea, am I?
Yeah, near Newport.
I was going to say that to Swansea. I've heard a bit, but you know.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. But I've been here now since 82.
Oh, yeah. In Sketty.
Not always in Sketty, no.
Yeah. But you've ended up in Sketty.
Yeah, been in Sketty 10 years now.
Oh, thank you.
So. Oh, dear, I had a little panic there, didn't I? Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour, I'm going to go through a bit more again.
You still weekly pay in a pay packet, in a little brown pay packet. Not like it is today in the bank, like, you know.
So you had your pay slip in a
little brown envelope, yeah.
So there's cash in it and the pay slip as well. Did you keep any of the pay slips?
No.
Just chuck them away. Do you remember how much you were paid in any of those jobs?
No, can't remember.
Do you remember your last pay?
No.
The forklift?
No.
And do you remember if you ever had any pay rises?
Must have had them, but I can't really remember.
Did you know how much everybody else was getting? Did you all sort of compare notes on how much you were getting paid, or you
just... I think we all had the same, didn't we? You
know? We all had the standard payment.
In Walkers you didn't. In Walkers, if you want a forklift, you had different wages too, but I don't even remember how much that.
No.
Different wages too in...
on the line.
On the lines,
yeah. And stock control, you had a different pay again, yeah. What did you spend your money on when you were 15?
Going out, more than likely. I used to go out with my friends, you know, we'd go to town, we didn't drink in those days, not at 15. And we used to go up the park, but nothing else otherwise, like, you know.
Did you go dancing?
When I was older, no, when I was 15. I used to go to the townsman when I was older, but I think I was about 18, 17, 18.
So when you were 18, did you go out drinking at all?
Yeah, I went out drinking when I was 18, only to town.
Yeah.
No.
Cinemas?
No, not much. Much. I don't watch Friends much now, so maybe it's, you know, through the years.
So it's more going to the pub and just chatting with your mates, was it?
Yeah.
And did you have to share your wages with your family?
Yeah, to give my mother money.
Yeah.
My mother was bringing up my son as well, you know.
Right, yeah. Were you still living with your mum?
I'm still living with my mother, yeah.
But she was doing the sort of childcare?
Yeah, yeah. I lived with my mother until I moved to Blind and Mice. And that was... When I met my husband, I think, I must have been about 30-odd.
Yeah. Did you get anything else when you were working in the factory? I mean, did you get any seconds or perks or, you know, extra incentives in any way?
We used to swap pies for pop. In Walkers, you could buy crisps. You could buy boxes of crisps in Walkers. But, you know, cheaper.
Cheaper rate, yeah.
Yeah. Can't remember if we could buy pop. I don't think you could. But we used to swap pops, pies. But with Walkers, you could buy crisps, you could buy anything in Walkers that they made, you know.
What about Addis? Did they give you anything? Any?
I think you could buy, could buy like seconds in Addis.
Oh, right,
you know?
So you bought this, you could buy the seconds.
You could buy brushes or you could buy anything.
Yeah.
But they made a lot of things, like.
Yeah. What about trade unions? So you're in trade unions?
I was in the union, but I can't remember which. Where. I think it was in the union in Walkers.
Right.
Because I think I was in the union, and I was in the union in the university, mind. You had to go to union.
So, did you make a decision to join, or did everybody join?
Everybody had to in the university, but I think in Walker there was a lot in the union, mind.
Yeah.
I think you had to because of the way they were.
Yes. And
but sometimes they didn't tell you who could have. Like, if there was no work there, you had to have the night off, but we didn't have any option type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So you was losing the money.
Yeah.
You know, if they didn't have any orders, you had to go in. You could either have the night off or go in and clean the machines.
Right.
But we had to do it, whatever job we was doing there, like, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, if there was any work to do, you just had to go in and do that particular job, whether it was your normal work or not.
Yeah, it was all night cleaning machines.
Yeah.
It didn't nice, like, you know.
No. But, I mean, that was
But we didn't have an option, you know. They want to do it, and you have to go in, you know.
Mm. So do you remember if there's any industrial disputes or strikes or anything while you were working?
No, when I was working.
And do you think that people working there in your different jobs were treated fairly?
Yeah, they all treated the same, I think.
There wasn't any job where you felt people being
unfair,
the managers and anything. And how did people on the ordinary line get on with the managers and supervisors?
Yeah, they were all friendly with them, you know.
Yeah, there was no sort of conflict going on there. Did you ever get to be union rep yourself?
No.
And how did you feel about the managers yourself?
All right, it was good, you know.
Yeah.
Anything wrong, they'd sort it out for you, you know.
So, you said you had a uniform when you were working in Smith's and Walker's. That was...
the first time we went there, you had Wellington's. You had, overalls down there, and you had a turban. But the second time we went there, you had, like, a white hat. You know, they was looser, you know what I mean? They still had overalls in mind.
Yeah. And that was basically because it was food business, wasn't it? But did you have a uniform in Addis? Or overalls?
No.
And Corona?
You had an overall, buttons up one,
And they supplied that, did they?
Yeah.
What about safety shoes or anything like that?
They didn't supply safety shoes. We did in one of them, I think it was Walker's, they supplied safety shoes.
Yeah.
You had to have safety shoes.
Yeah.
Because it was all wet, see, you know?
Yeah. And do you remember if there were any accidents ever?
I cut myself in, got a scar somewhere, in Walker's. And I had acid over me when I was in hospital.
In Walker's?
Not in Walker's, in Corona.
So what kind of acid would that have been?
No, cleaning, just like cleaning acid. And what it was, it was like you were on fire. So when I went in then, they found out I was allergic to tetanus. But that's how they found out, because of that. But who thinks you're on fire? Well, you are more or less, you know, thinks you're burning.
This is from the cleaning stuff?
Yeah, from the cleaning.
So
it was the clean behind the machine, see?
So it splashed in your face, did it?
I can't remember. It must have been in my face, but I never got scarred. But then it was I can remember my head seemed to be burning, do you know what I mean? And I was in hospital then, only for about 2 days, I think.
And what did they say about that in work? Was it just seen as just something that happened?
Yeah, just something that happened.
They didn't try to stop it happening again?
No, not really.
No. So you didn't get any compensation or anything like that?
No.
Did you ever have any talks on health and safety?
In university you do all that, right?
But not in the factories?
No, not so much. Well, we do have health and safety meetings, you know what I mean? We had those in Walker's, I'd say, we had those more than anywhere. Because they come in, I think, after Corona, it seemed like, you know what I mean?
So those would be meetings with the people on the line and safety reps, would it?
Yeah, you've got to be careful, see, with all the machinery and that, see.
Mm. So you'd have sort of...
We'd have meetings.
Or you'd have a meeting and you'd all have a talk about
maybe
you'd
have a meeting in the canteen or somewhere like that, you know. Different ships and that, because it was three ships.
Yeah. And you would have had a call at health and safety in your form of training, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've got to have that. I got the licence as well. I should have thought, if I'd had more time, I could have looked for them, you know.
But if you can find them after...
Yeah, if I can find them,
I'll give you my phone number. You can give me a ring. I'll come up and photograph them, because that would be brilliant to have.
I could send them to them. You can send them back, you know. But, I have got them.
That's not got a scanner, has it, that?
I could photocopy them.
Oh, there we go.
I could photocopy I could photocopy and send them to her.
That'd be brilliant, fantastic. Next.
So anything I find with the photo and my licence and that.
Brilliant.
What it is, I've been clearing the bedroom, so there are a lot of photos in there.
Fantastic.
And I have seen it the last couple of days, but don't ask me where.
Sounds like my place. Can't find anything. So, how about temperatures and heating and lighting where you're working? You don't
remember.
You don't remember being hot or cold or...
No, cold in Walkers. Yeah. Cold in Walkers, yeah. We had a lot of trouble with it in Walkers, mind.
This is where you actually packaging the crisps.
Yeah. But when I worked in Corona, we had all the snow and all the bottles froze. No, I've done a lot. I can see them now. I may have a photo of that as well.
Was that back in the 70s, was it?
That's back in the 80s, wasn't it? Remember we had it, I think
it
was...
82, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I was there till 92. But all the bottles, all the pop all frozen in the bottles. No, like now we've got dates. We never had nothing like that then. You know, and it's the same thing now. And we used to bottle for Tesco. They just put Tesco labels on them. So no one people says things to me. I says, well, you know, like, say, Heinz beans. I said, they may not even be, they may be Heinz, but they haven't got Heinz label. And you know Walkers, right, who do onion rings from Marks, and you do the same ones for Tesco. Just for your label, isn't it?
Just the label, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not what's inside. But...
No. Same thing inside. You know, it's people don't believe it, I don't think. You know,
that's what
I mean?
I tell them, you know.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff.
Mm.
Because...
like Tesco lemonade, it's Corona.
When I was in college, they took us on visits to food factories, and we used all just the bag they went in, or the packet they went in.
Same with the pop, you know. And I said, so my niece will buy anything, because they are, the, you know, most of them are, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not going to change everything over just to put a new label on, are they? It would be too expensive to start, you know, if they have to clean all the machines and start again from scratch.
Again, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You'd do Co-op in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, Tesco in the afternoon. And
that's for Tesco, isn't it?
And Sainsbury's in the evening, but they're all the same, you know, big beans. what about things like changing rooms and toilets and canteens and all that sort of thing?
Well, we were changing rooms. When we went into Walkers, this is the last factory we walked in, that's why I think I know so much. When you walked in, you went into the cloakroom to change. And then upstairs the canteen was, you know, and then like you'd have your breakfast, when you work nights, you'd have your breakfast about 12 o'clock in the night, like, you know, it was all back to front.
So Walkers had a canteen open 24 hours a day,
It was three shifts there.
And what was...
I worked 10 till 6.
And
what? 6 till 2, 2 till 10, 10 till 6.
And what was the canteen like then?
Big.
Yeah.
A nice food, you know.
Good choice, was it?
Yeah. Well, it was like we had breakfast, then we had dinner, you know, it was just the wrong way around, like, you know.
Yeah, so you had to pay for this, did you?
Yeah, you had to pay.
But was it sort of good prices?
Yeah.
So it was reduced prices, was it?
Because it was a canteen type of thing, you know.
Yeah. So it wasn't like going to a cafe?
No, not like going into a cafe.
And what about Coronas? Did they have a canteen?
I can remember, vaguely. With Corona, we had a little changing room. It was like I told you the Welsh people would be talking. We had like a little room, and we used to change in there, smaller than Walkers. So it was not so big a place, I think.
And did they give you food in Corona?
Yeah, we must have had a canteen, but I can't really remember where the canteen was. In
But you can remember you didn't have to take in sandwiches and anything.
No, and in the sewing factory. We always had a canteen where I worked, you know.
And that's the place you can talk to your friends as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it makes them all sociable as
well. Dinner hour.
Yeah.
Can I just sit in the canteen? Sit in the Corona, can I just sit in the canteen? No, it was nice. We sit outside, see?
So do you think the facility is basically the same for the men and the women, for the change rooms and everything? Yeah.
Separate changing rooms.
Yeah. Right, next question. Some reason. Do they play music on the when you're working?
In Walkers they did.
Yeah.
Especially in the night, do you know what I mean? Yeah, they had the music going.
What sort of music was it then?
It was like it song, you know, like say like Swansea Sound, something like that.
So it was just standard music. Standard music,
yeah. Not records, it's just Swansea Sound type of music.
Yeah. So, you're saying it was very noisy in a couple of the factories?
It was noisy in Walkers.
That was machinery, was it?
It is machinery. In Corona, the machinery was down there, type of thing. And then you had, they come under the belt and it was stacked under there. Then you had warehouses, so you had a big warehouse and another warehouse. where the shop was kept, you know, the shop.
So because the machines were well away from the inspection line, it wasn't as noisy so then. Bad.
But it was noisy in Walkers.
Yeah, because you were right by the assembly lines, weren't you? So how did you manage to talk to your mates if it was so noisy?
Well, I didn't know, but I worked nights here and I was loading the lorry, so it was only about three of us there, you know. So they was all in there. We talked to them up in the canteen. You know, we'd go to breakfast in time, son.
But when you were Walkers Crisps and you were doing the packaging, I suppose you couldn't talk to your friends much then.
I wasn't doing the packaging, I was loading on the lorries.
I thought you were doing the little blue...
No, that was the first time.
That was the first time.
Yeah, that was different, that was when it was Smith's. Right. So it was Walkers the second time.
Right, yeah.
You wouldn't be now, right?
But you were allowed to talk when you were working, weren't you? Yeah. Anyway, there was no sort...
If we worked in the factory, you could talk. Yeah.
And what about smoking? Were people smoking while they were working?
Smoking the canteen.
Yeah.
That was when you could smoke.
But people didn't smoke in the factory
itself?
No,
they didn't smoke in the factory. No.
Of course, these days you couldn't smoke in the canteen either, could
you?
No, you
can't do that, no.
Do you think you've had any health effects from your job at all?
Not really. No, like people say, go deaf with the noise, but not really. I think it could be because I was working in an outsie.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I wasn't permanently in the factory, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like when it was stock control, I could walk out. The only time I really was in there was when I first started in there, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
So, going on to another subject, how do you feel about, you know, they were saying, you know, when men and women work together, sometimes there'd be problems with them?
No. No. We're just mixed in.
Yeah, yeah, there was no
sort... I mixed more with the men.
Yes.
Because I was out with the lorries.
Yeah, yeah. But you never had any hassle from
the men? No. Because all the drivers, like you had about 10, 12 shop lorries, you know. So they was all men drivers, like, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't have any women driving the lorries.
Didn't?
No.
But there was no instance, you know, of men hassling women or even the women hassling the men?
No. I think it was like one big family there.
And you weren't married when you were working in the factories, were you?
I was married when I worked in
Walkers, was it?
Walkers. I got married in, where was I working when I got married? I was working in Corona when I got married.
And how did your husband feel about your job?
Well, he worked nights in the bakery, see?
Right.
So it was better when I went to Walkers. Well, it wasn't better because he used to go, say, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be coming home 6 o'clock.
All right. So,
I didn't see him much. Didn't see you know, much. And I never slept much.
Yeah.
But, like, he was working then, and I was up, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm married in 1984. So I was in Corona for 8 years.
Yeah.
When I was married, and then I was in Walkers. So it's only those two factories I was in.
Yeah.
But, like, as I said, I never seen him when I worked in Walkers. Seen him on the weekend, but he works Sunday morning.
So, what was there any way it affected your relationship apart from not seeing each other?
No. But you got used to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about holidays? How many weeks holiday did you get?
I think it used to be in the beginning, didn't it? We didn't have much holidays.
And bank holidays.
And then I went to about 4 then in Walkers.
Yeah. Did everybody have the same time off?
No, we had to run the factories, didn't they?
So it was...
They didn't shut it.
No.
That's what I mean, didn't it? No, they never shut the factory. We had to take them different times.
Yeah. And did you get paid when you were on holiday?
Yeah, I think you would, because you worked, you know, full-time, didn't you? Sometimes you worked full-time.
Yeah. So where did you go on your holidays?
Didn't go far. When I got married, I went on holidays more than when I was single, you know. I never went on holidays when I was single. I went to Porthcawl or somewhere like that, but never abroad. But I went abroad when I was married.
Yeah, so when you were single, did you go on holiday with your mates and work?
We went to Porthcawl, and I think we went down Clanmaddock, but you know.
Just for the day? Or?
Yeah, no, for a week, say.
So you'd have a caravan, would you?
Yeah, with friends. But, no, I brought. I didn't have the money then, did I?
No, but you'd rent a caravan or something.
Yeah, rent a caravan, a couple of us, and go down there.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, tidy. Yeah. I don't mind a caravan, mind.
Yeah.
When they first got married, we used to go in the caravan. Then we started going abroad then, didn't we?
What about if you, did you ever have to have a day off for other reasons? Like, you know, personal reasons?
Yeah, I did give them the time off, as long as you give them notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So did they pay you if you had to take an extra day off?
No, you'd lose a day.
You'd lose a day.
Or you take a day out of your holidays.
Yeah,
no,
you couldn't
like that.
You couldn't make it up by working extra hours.
No.
Did you walk to work or did you get
I lived for the factory.
So you always got
a
job?
Yeah, I always walked.
Yeah, because then you didn't have to bother about buses or anything.
No.
What time did you normally have to leave home then to get to work?
When you worked in Corona, I think it was about 7:30 in the morning, so you'd be about 7. It's only about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I worked in Corona when I lived down in Garden City, and I worked when I lived here as well.
Yeah.
So when I lived in Garden City, it's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Walkers is only down there, it's only about a quarter of an hour walk. It's coming home in the morning now, 6 o'clock.
Right, they've got more questions about whether you had any Christmas dances or sports clubs, social evenings.
No,
you didn't
really
have any of them, did you? Well, we asked the first time around about why you what you enjoyed about working in the factories. I don't know if we've done that again. What did you enjoy about working in factories?
Everybody was friendly, I think, you know, and you just got on with your work.
Yeah.
You knew what you had to do, you didn't have people watching you all the time and telling you what to do.
That's what you liked about the forklift, wasn't it? Yeah. Why did you decide to leave? Because they closed down.
They closed down Corona.
Did anybody even run, closing down parties, or just all went?
We all knew we was going,
Because you were saying you wanted to have a reunion,
but
nobody else wants to.
Yeah, I have asked.
So you're keeping in touch with people anyway?
Yeah, see them now and again.
So when you're looking back, how do you feel about your time there?
Corona, I'd say, is the best place around. Because everybody was, they was like family, do you know what I mean? And you see him now and he makes a big fuss about like type of thing.
Like working in a big village then, was it?
It's like, very friendly. From the drivers down to the people on the floor, like.
Yes.
I was there the longest, I think.
I was
there 26 years, so.
How do you think people who weren't working in factories felt about factory girls?
I don't suppose they liked us, you know what I mean?
Was there any kind of sort of thing about factory girls, do you think?
No, my friends worked in the factories, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of my friends had moved to Norway, but she worked in Lammers and she worked in Winsworth.
Yeah. So nobody ever sort of said to you about... I don't know why that question's in there, but obviously somebody thought that was important.
Some people could be funny, couldn't they?
With other people, women in the factory who had were children, but had their mothers look after the children while they were there, do you think?
I don't know, but they must have. We had a lot of older people working there as well in the Corona.
Right.
All the Welsh people was, it was one line of youngsters.
Yeah.
One, adult youngsters, and the other one, where they made the bigger bottles of pop, was older women.
So
and they seemed to be all Welsh.
Right, so they seemed to be sort of like... The young girls and the older women.
Yeah, youngsters on one line and older women on the other.
Yeah, so they'd had their children already and the kids were off the hands or something.
Say I was about, I'm older son when I went there. Say I was 20 when I went there. Say they was about 40 or 50. You know, so there was like two different...
So you're saying there weren't really any women there between the ages 25 and 40 there?
No, on this line there was the youngsters and on that line there was the older women.
So there was nobody in between, really, except for yourself? Then.
Well, no, from me up to, say, 40, but Barbara on the forklift.
Yeah.
Now, she must be about 10 years older than me. So she was working there, but then you had a lot of... That line seemed to be older people. Maybe they was old to me at the time.
But then what I'm saying is, you said there were the young girls on one line.
Yeah.
So I suppose you're more or less saying when they were in their 20s, they probably got married and stopped working.
Yeah, no, to the getting that, yeah. And then you had them coming back.
Coming back again later when they were older, yeah. So in the period of time when they were getting married and having a lot of children, they wouldn't have actually been working at the same time as you.
They did, I don't think they worked a lot, did they?
No.
My mother did, mine.
No.
But,
No, it was generally
now, today, they...
They'd have carried on, wouldn't they? Yeah.
You didn't have that then, did they? Didn't have nurseries and...
Did they ever suggest you might want to go to night school or anything like that?
No.
There was no idea of sort of taking you up the next level at all?
A good age for coming out of school at 50.
Hmm.
To be a stock controller, that was before the computers, right? That's the first time I used a computer.
Was it?
But before that, you had to write it all down. And then just before it shut down, I think the computers come in.
So when you left school, you didn't have any qualifications, did you?
No. But I still got a good aid, counting-wise and things like that.
Yeah, well, you'd have to do it to be stock controller. Did they give you a test before you'd got the job?
No.
They just knew what you were
like. I think what it was, the line manager used to do it, and I used to come and watch him and help him. In the end, I was doing it myself instead of him. Do you know what I mean?
Learned on the job.
That was my job then.
Yeah.
You learned in Corona, you learned everything by watching, you get on the forklift and you get on that and you've got to do it. And then you take your test. You didn't take your test and then get on it. You get on it and then take your test.
Allow you to do that now, would they?
You wouldn't do it now, would they? Things for everything now.
So you're glad you did work in factories then?
Oh yeah, I enjoyed that,
I
enjoyed it. The first job I ever worked in was the university, and I did enjoy that, I think, because it was meeting people.
Yeah.
And in the factory, you meet people. Like in the university, with all the students, different people in it all the time, like in the shop, just stuck there now.
Well, on the conveyor belt, you're stuck in the same place, aren't you, from the
chapel. But in Corona, you had to go around, watch the empty bottles, watch the next stage, and all the way around the line, But you could talk. I think that's all.
Well, this is it. You like you're the sort of person who likes to keep on the move and likes to chat with people.
So I think I must have enjoyed factory work.
So you couldn't have just gone like this all day, could you?
So I must have enjoyed factory work.
Yeah.
I worked from 1961 until 1998. I went in the pub. So that I'd done factory work for that length of time.
Not 46, that's when you were born,
no? No, 61.
61.
When I was 15.
Yeah.
Until 98.
Yeah.
So I worked all my life, and I'd never been on the job, and nothing really did, didn't it?
No.
And like I said, you could walk into one job and walk into another.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, let's hope that's all on there now.